Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Hey, welcome to the Beloit Locker Room Chats for Wrestling here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. This first segment, we just update you that Beloit didn't have any action this week. They were supposed to compete at the Marysville Invitational and Varsity Action this past Saturday and at the Hayes Prairie Classic in JV, as neither one of those tournaments were able to go due to the weather that came in. So Beloit, no action this week, but we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Andy Nemchek to talk about what's coming up this week, the Beloit Invitational for the Trojan Wrestlers, here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back on our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats, joined by Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans, as we have this week, coach, coming up with the Beloit Invitational. Again, all your activity last week was canceled due to the weather, so didn't get out there. But this week you got the annual Beloit Invitational. Looking at this year's teams that are coming in, what are your thoughts on the field and your chances this weekend?
Well, like you said, first of all, it was very unfortunate that we got canceled out last week. We're supposed to go to Marysville with our varsity kids and our JV kids. We're going to go to Hayes, and just a missed opportunity for those kids. And, you know, of course, there's nothing you could do about it. Mother Nature decided that we weren't going to go. So, big tournament coming up with the Beloit Invite. 21 teams involved. Teams involved are Abilene, Beloit, Blue Valley Southwest, Chanute, Clay Center, Colby, Concordia, Hill City, Holcomb, Hoxie, Lincoln, Marysville, Minneapolis, Oberlin, Plainville, Republic County, Riley County, Salina South, Silver Lakes, Smith Center, and Stockton. And just quite an array of 3-2-1A teams in there, and also some 4A teams, and with Blue Valley Southwest and Salina South 5A teams. So a great field of teams, I believe, and this really makes each weight class very competitive. We medal out to the top six kids in each weight class. We wrestle out to sixth, and it's, like I say, very competitive. As far as Beloit goes, our lineup looks like this. At 106, sophomore Mason Fuller comes in with a 2-2 record. At 113, freshman Connor Cosand comes in with a 5-2 record. At 120, Tristan Thompson, who's a sophomore, comes in with a 4-6 record. At 132, Tate Cadle, a freshman, comes in with a 12-2 record. At 138, Landon Cadle, a sophomore, comes in with a 2-5 record. At 145, Hunter Prohaska comes in with an 8-3 record. He's a sophomore. At 152, Zane Colson, a senior, comes in with a 12-0 record. At 160, freshman Brennan Walker comes in with an 11-2 record. At 170, Cameron Conkle, a freshman, comes in with a 4-5 record. At 182, Braden Burks, a freshman, has a 5-3 record. At 195, River Paul, a senior, comes in with an 11-2 record. And at 220, Creighton Johnson, a junior, comes in with a 12-2 record. So, as you can see, we're a very young team. We've talked about it all season, but we've had some young kids that have been really doing well. Zane Colson, of course, is undefeated at this point and comes in with a 12-0 record and has placed, you know, the last several years in the Beloit Invite and, you know, is hoping to take home a title. There's going to be good competition at his weight class, though. Creighton Johnson, a junior, 12-2, was injured last year in the Beloit Invite, so is really looking forward to competing in this tournament, and he's had a great season. A couple freshmen that have really done well, Brennan Walker, a freshman, 11-2 record, and Tate Cadle, a freshman, 12-2 record. Hunter Prohaska comes in with a good record at 8-3, and we're hoping that we can place 3, 4, 5 kids in the top six, and I think we can do that, and possibly even more. It's really great to wrestle in front of our home crowd, and we're excited about that, and we're excited about hosting this tournament. It's a big deal for our wrestling team, and it's a big deal for our community to have a big tournament like this and bring in 250 participants and their family and that kind of thing. So it's really good for our community, and we're hoping the weather cooperates. They're mm-hmm. talking about snow and ice this weekend, and hopefully things will go well there.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats here for wrestling. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best luck this weekend at your home invitational.
Thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
And welcome back in our high school wrestling locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. Nothing really to talk about with Nate Brown, the head coach of Osborne, about this past week's activities, as the Bulldogs were supposed to go out to the Oberlin Invitational on Saturday, but that was canceled due to weather. So Osborne now gets set for the Thayer Central Invitational, which will be coming up this Friday at 3:30 is when that one starts in Hebron, Nebraska. That tournament, just like this past season, will be weather permitting. There is a threat of potential bad weather coming in the area on Friday, so we'll keep an eye on all that and see if Osborne can get anything in for this week on the high school wrestling mats. Lance Kayser currently the only one that's on the mats for Osborne here during the second semester, so we'll keep getting updates from Nate Brown, or we'll talk to him either way throughout the rest of this season here on our high school wrestling locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here on our high school wrestling locker room chats.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back in the locker room chats here on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, you went out to the Superior Nebraska tournament on Friday. I know the weather was not the best for you, but you made it up there and back. You were able to compete in at least one of your tournaments that you had scheduled for the weekend, even if it didn't make it to Oberlin Saturday. But just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled Friday at Superior?
Well, I felt like we wrestled pretty well. Again, it's different competition, so different styles, and most of our kids matched up pretty well with what they saw there, and we ended up actually bringing home a team trophy, so it worked out for us. I think the kids are getting a little bit more confident, but obviously we'll see how that goes this coming weekend here, so.
So we'll wrap that up here, and since there's not much to talk about with Oberlin, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the Beloit Invitational coming up this weekend for Smith Center Wrestling here on Kitty Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Brock Hutchinson joining us, still the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, this weekend, weather permitting, obviously, Beloit Invitational coming up Friday and Saturday, one of the biggest competitions in the state every year, and definitely one of the most important competitions, I feel, for the people that are there. And I know you kind of echo those sentiments in the past. What are your thoughts about this year's field and the Beloit Invitational for 2019?
I don't think it's changed. You know, I think when you go down there, you're always going to hit some great competition. You're definitely going to hit some teams that are really good top to bottom, and then you got some middle of the road teams, and then you got some lower tier teams just because they just don't have the numbers. Not because they don't bring people that are no good at wrestling. It's top to bottom. I mean, we always seed most brackets out to 10, 11, 12 places, and it gets kind of redundant, and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs a little bit sometimes. But, you know, the competition you're going to see is going to be pretty good.
Just overall for Beloit, I know usually with this tournament, you always say that you can, you know, a lot of the guys that are going to place here could be placers at state as well. And then just the two-day atmosphere, how does that help you for getting prepared like a state tournament as well?
Well, I think it prepares you that you got to hold weight. Of course, teams are doing that all the time anyway. They're, mm-hmm. you know, they're scheduling back-to-back competitions, so they got to understand that their kids need to hold weight a little bit. But I think it helps with that. I think it helps with mentality-wise of you know, if you're in the quarterfinals, what you can expect for the next day to get to the semifinals, and then you know you make semifinals and you're automatically placing. It's just like, a state tournament or a regional tournament, other than you don't place out in the fifth and sixth or regionals. But I like the tournament, and I've always said that I think if, you know, the state tournament wasn't held in Hayes, Beloit would be a great place to have it because they have people that understand how to run a tournament. So really like it there.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week. Best of luck at the Invitational in Beloit this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 5th, 6th, and 7th. The sprayer clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of sprayers. Learn about machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We will be offering free dicamba certification to all attendees. Join us February 5th through the 7th in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by ncksports.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Tommy Knapp joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, just the one event here this past week. You went to Hoisington on Thursday. You were kind of one of the rare ones that actually got to compete this past week with some of them on the weekend that got snowed out. But yeah, went to that Hoisington Dual Tournament. What stood out there in that one, and what did you like from your team there on Thursday?
Well, I mean, it was essentially a nice change-up for the kids to wrestle on Thursday and kind of get the weekend off. And it was also a change-up in the sense that we're doing duels rather than a tournament, which we're almost exclusively tournaments now. These are the only duels that we do. So it was kind of nice to consistently change things up for the kids just so they get different feels, see different environments. I think it's kind of important so that they're kind of ready for whatever when it does come up. So I thought it was good for us.
What kind of competition did you see out there as far as that's concerned to better your team?
I mean, we saw some pretty good competition. We saw several wrestlers that we hadn't seen before, and I've said this before. I really like trying to get the kids to wrestle as many different wrestlers as we can. So if we wrestle the same five teams 10 times, it's not nearly as good for you as wrestling, you know, let's say 20, 25 different schools, like two times or whatever. And so we saw a lot of teams we hadn't seen before, which was good for us.
We're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll go over this weekend at the Bloyd Invitational for the Lincoln Wrestlers here on Katy Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
And back with Tommy Knapp again, the head coach of the Lincoln Wrestling Team here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Coach, you move on now with the Bloyd Invitational coming up this weekend, and obviously this is always a tough one and definitely a good tournament for your kids to kind of see where they're at, and looks like you're going to be taking a couple this week and Chance Bath and Trey Barrientos to Beloit. What are your thoughts on what they'll be able to do and the competition they'll see this weekend?
I think they should be able to both perform very well. I think they have a very good chance of placing. And I think there'll be excellent competition for them. There won't be any easy matches at Beloit, which will be good for them to get a lot of hard matches that they need to see before they go to regionals and hopefully state.
When you go to Beloit, I know you've been here before to the tournament. What stands out the most about their tournament?
I would say one thing that sticks out is compared to the other competitions we go to, there aren't hardly any soft wrestlers that go to Beloit. There aren't any easy matches for the most part at Beloit. So, and I think that'll be good for the kids. It'll be very similar to, let's say, state in that regard.
It's Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here on our locker room chat on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Tommy, thanks for the time again, and best of luck to the kids here at Beloit this weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rushart Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.